As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, it's raining in Missouri, but its sun is rising over the rest of America. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. We're going to be talking about that revolution in the air today, but certainly be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, October the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking the pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, friends, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at 512-904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014. And on that number, there's an option, two that you can click on or select, and then you can take Oracle with you on the road on your mobile phone. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at vvlhost@centurytel.net, vvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, and finally, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are certainly welcome. Today, gold is floating above $150 in a sea of red ink. Crude oil takes trades above $80. We'll talk about that quickly. Geospatial management and the transformation of land tenure, the infotech coup on America. This will be our primary topic with our guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, October the 22nd, 2009, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $5.30 an ounce at $1,053.50. Silver off 24 cents at $17.44. Platinum off $3 at $1,357 an ounce. Palladium off $2 at $334 an ounce. $1,053.50 is up $324.70 year to year, and a 44.59% return on your investment in gold. Not bad. The London gold fix this morning, the boys set it at $1,054.75. We were trading below that at 9 o'clock, but it's above that now. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average on yesterday's closing, down 92. It's a sea of red ink, as I said earlier. Everything is down today. Down 92, the Dow trading at 99.49, the NASDAQ off 13 at 21.51, the S&P down 10 at 1,081. Crude oil, 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, off 69 cents, yet still trades at $80.68 a barrel. That's $1.90 a gallon for crude oil, folks, right out of the ground. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go ahead and finish out those market reports for Thursday, October the 22nd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As reported in the first segment, the gold was trading down about $5.30 at $1,053.50, but that was just kind of like an opening bell spike downwards. It's spiked and reversed and went right straight back up again. So lots of volatility happening there. Gold, as I say, is kind of floating in a sea of red ink right in that $150 range, but everything else in the marketplace is down. Again, the Dow Jones was off 92, trading at 99.49. The NASDAQ was off 13 at 21.51, and the S&P was off 10 yesterday at 1,081. The crude oil, again, at $80.68, is about $1.90 a barrel or a gallon of light sweet crude. That's delivered in Oklahoma, folks, but that is not even through the refinery. So you can imagine that as we go through this month and into the next month, we should start to see some pretty substantial spikes in the price of gasoline at the pump. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 12 basis points, a very minor move upward off of its low closing yesterday, but it's still at 75.23. In the foreign exchange markets, the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, Canadian dollar is trading at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is at 8 cents. The euro is at a buck and a half. The British pound is $1.66. And the Swiss franc is still at 99 cents. But all of those are down a bit today in early trading. In the bond market, the two-year bonds are running at 0.98%. The yield there, the 10-year is yielding 3.44. The 30-year is at 4.26. In the mortgage markets, we see again a little move upward again month to month. In the 15-year mortgages, now at 4.70%. That would be the mortgage rate that you would have to pay, up from 4.65 a month ago. In the 30-year, we had a little bit of a take back again, down just a bit at 4.14%, off of 5.22 a month ago. So in the mortgages, I think we may be getting fairly close to what we could say is a bottom. They may be starting to withdraw credit out of the residential mortgage market. So if you have a refinance to take care of, you might want to attend to that business quickly before the rates start going back up again. With all that said, let's go back to our very special guest. Vicki Davis comes back and joins us twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesday, we started a study that's very interesting that we're going to continue today. You can go up and open the website, www.channelingreality.com, Vicki's website. And on the homepage there, you'll see a link on the left-hand side for Become Vocal Local. We were working from a document there called The Knowledge Gap. It's one of the first ones on the list. And you can click on that, open it up. We're going to start in right around page 5 and continue our studies. We're going to go into the Bogar Declaration, the Osaka Action Plan, and a whole lot more in the next 2 hours. But I encourage you to listen carefully to what we're talking about, because it's transforming land tenure all around the world. In other words, our relationship with land, not only in the United States, but Mexico, Canada, South America, Asia, Europe, all of this is being transformed as we speak. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. I hope I'm not too sluggish this morning. I kind of overslept, and so I've been rushing, you know, trying to get the new edition. If anybody listened to the program last Tuesday, I've added new material to it, and I will be continuing to add new material to it as time goes on, because at least to me, you know, this is a very interesting thread to trace the history of the global information society or system. Actually, society is one of those words like community that they use that's the nice and friendly word. But in fact, it is a global system, and it's a global control system, because all computer systems are control systems, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I like to put the two M's and the E on there and go ahead and put on that useless tail when we talk about program or a program of action with two M's and an E, a system or a system. It raises it up to a different level. It's like the way that they spell the word center instead of spelling it the way we do in America, C-E-N-T-E-R. These globalists spell it C-E-N-T-R-E. It has a different flavor to it. It's definitely an international flavor to it, but it doesn't mean the same thing either. So we need to be paying attention. A system is something more than just a simple understanding of system. This is a global thing, and as you started to work through this, Vicki, building this idea of a timeline, which is so valuable, we start to see how all of these parts and pieces are slipped in. And what I value in this study that you've put together here is we've got hot links out to all of the documents. So for those that are really interested in finding out more about what we're talking, there's lots of homework possibilities here as well. Where would you like to pick it up? And let's do that. Let's go ahead and get started.
Well, I just want to briefly mention that diagram that I put in there, you know, from Thomas Barnett's work, where he has the chart, and on the government chart, you know, the line that's the government part, there was the military stand down is the beginning of it, and the exit of it is legal deconstruction and new rulers. And the first time I looked at his material and he was talking about the new rule sets project, I knew he was talking about that term was used in the computer industry in reference to artificial intelligence and those kinds of systems where you have decision tree logic and basically, you know, yes, no, the human that's interacting with the AI system has basically yes, no responses. But when he said new rule sets project, I knew that, you know, it had to do with computer systems. And in this research that I've been doing on the action plan for Europe's global information systems, which is really the same as the United States systems because they're global. They do reference the new rules of the game. And so I did put an excerpt from that document in there, and what it says is public authorities will have to set new rules of the game, control their implementation, and launch public interest initiatives. The deployment and financing of an information infrastructure will be primarily the responsibility of the private sector. And it, just in that little excerpt, that explains so much of what's gone wrong in our world.
Well,
they've turned it upside down.
When we talk about starting off that government line in the chart with military stand downs, of course, we saw that on 9/11, folks. So anyway, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Be back in three with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. And your calls are welcome.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon.
of the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and as just a bit of review for the audience, Vicki, when we started out on Tuesday, we were talking about this knowledge gap, a gap that's being widened constantly by the new developments in all of this various and sundry high-tech stuff, the computer software, all of the programming. The material that is available on your home computer, folks, is substantially different from what's available on the government computing systems. And as one group, I guess we could call them the IT haves and the IT have-nots, as one group, both the from a government standpoint and from a military standpoint and from even our high-speed DSL standpoint, between us and the farmers out there that are still dependent on their AM radios listening to Derry Brownfield in the morning, if they're not online and if they're not following this stuff, they're entirely dependent on whatever little or much comes out. And so hopefully we'll be able to help bridge some of that gap today and through this series. But, folks, let's understand that there is this huge, huge gap, and it's getting wider all the time. It's not just between financial haves and have-nots, but also from the intellectual haves and have-nots. There's a whole different agenda that's being run in this Agenda 21-driven new global system of governance. And so part of what we're going to be talking about is the idea of the GIS and the GPS, in other words, the geographic or geospatial positioning systems, which use satellite imagery technology to locate things on the surface of the Earth in a cadastral, which is a term we're going to define in a little while, and then marrying that to a geographic information system, which connects various and sundry documentation together with those points on the planet Earth. And all of this works together to be a very seamless form of global governance, which is where we are going. So with that, Vicki, back to
right.
you.
Right. And, well, it's not just the gap, the knowledge gap between the IT haves and the IT have-nots. It's the ability to use the computer in an effective and efficient way to find any piece of information in the entire world on anything that you want. And so, you know, which is a tremendous advantage to anybody who knows how to do that. I mean, you know, you can have a computer sitting on your desk and do email jokes back and forth, and, you know, to your friends and relatives, but you're really no better off than, you know, somebody who listens to Derry Brownfield on the radio. But
yeah, kind
you
of like,
actually use the computer as a tool for learning, then that's when the knowledge gap grows exponentially.
Yeah, the idea of using the computer as an entertainment thing or as a replacement for the post office, sending photographs in a packet, if you will, like an envelope, an email back and forth between mom and children and stuff like that. That's one level, being able to check the morning news on your Yahoo group or something like that. That's like getting the newspaper at your doorstep, and all of those things are fine and dandy. But we're talking about here is a little bit different. Part of all of this is learning how to ask the right questions. If you learn how to ask the questions correctly to the computers, you're right, you can ferret out all manner and sundry of things. And so let's go into this thing a little bit more. The idea here that you advance, again, I'm looking at page 5 of this knowledge gap, where President Bill Clinton issues Presidential Decision Directive 23, PDD 23, the foreign access to remote sensing space capabilities. Let's start in there and start taking it up to that eye in the sky concept.
Yeah, during the 1990s, when they were setting up this global information infrastructure, basically just cutting to the chase, Bill Clinton gave away our most sensitive technology to not only the communist Chinese, but who knows who else. And that's what the whole ChinaGate thing was about, was that they gave this sensitive, high-tech, geospatial mapping software to the communist Chinese. And the thing is that if you, that kind of technology, it took, I don't know, how many, I don't even know if you could calculate how many millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions that went, of research and development over time that went into being able to do, to have systems like that, and he just gave it away.
Well, the idea of having aerial photography started. I've been talking about that one, folks. If you go back and look in the archives, you'll see this series on the Princeton Symposium, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. When we had aircraft, multi-engine aircraft that were able to begin doing aerial mapping, you know, all of this technology came out of World War I and World War II. And we started to move forward into the new time period in the 50s forward. The idea of being able to fly over a city, let's say, and do aerial mapping with click, click, click photographs. And then you come back and you put them all together and you have a big map from, say, 4,000 feet or 2,500 feet up of a city. Then the planners can sit down and look at everything and start figuring it out. They could then come in and overlay on top of that pieces of vellum, drawing cloth, and draw on property lines and road right-of-ways and things like that. And that was really the beginning. When they added the computer to that, in the beginning of computer-aided drafting, AutoCAD and other systems, one of the early systems that I worked with, Vicki, was David C. Arnold's engineering software, which really takes it out to another level. Everything's done on layers. And you can color coordinate your layers. And now, for all of you out there that have been in the chat rooms and things like that, you know that you can pick a color for your text material to enter into a chat room. And you can think of each of those various colors as a different layer. And as you continue to add layers on a document, you can start with that simple aerial photograph done from space, and then continue to add layers to it that bring in three-dimensional coordinate geometry, descriptions, indicators, attributes that can be associated with anything all the way down to a pixel on the screen. And so you can have deeds, you can have property research, you can have records, you can have court cases, disputes, mortgages, everything associated with your property, an individual piece of property, all on one screen, just a mouse click away. So it gets to be pretty interesting from that standpoint, but it's a management system. It's a global governance system, and it's very useful to the insurance industry. It's useful to the banking industry, real estate sales. Military applications are endless because you can plan and strategize, just like doing Google Earth. You fly over somebody's house. Let's say you're going to go after some ambassador that you have to take out, a Saddam Hussein in a hiding in, you know, or Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave. Well, you can go right to that very cave and take a look at it. You can come down and you can run around it in 360 degrees and look it all over. So all of this stuff plays into this, and it becomes an enormous tool, and it can be like any other tool, Vicki. It can be used for good or it can be used for evil. So,
yeah. Well, and I'm sure that the communist Chinese looked at the technology and saw the military potential of it. I mean, it's...
Absolutely, and the Russians and the Israelis and the Germans and everyone else. Folks, we'll be back.
We just gave it away. Just here it is. Let's all share and care.
That's it. Here's the keys to the world. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we were going into the break, we just started in on this little concept of transferring sensitive technology. Again, working off a document that you can find at Vicki's website. It's channelingreality.com, and on the homepage of the website, you'll find the Become Vocal Local link. Click on that, and we're working out of one of the documents there called titled Knowledge Gap. And this is off of page 5, but here you write, Vicki, the transfer of sensitive technology. The United States will consider applications to export sensitive components, subsystems, and information concerning remote sensing space capabilities on a restricted basis. Sensitive technology in this situation consists of items of technology on the U.S. munitions list necessary to develop or support advanced remote sensing space capabilities and available to foreign entities only on the basis of a government-to-government agreement. This agreement may be in the form of an end-use and retransfer assurance, which can be tailored to ensure the protection of U.S. technology. Yeah, right, I'm sure. But the idea in all of this is a concept of military stand-down that we spoke of in the beginning of the broadcast, this idea of all of the militaries of the world basically just in exchanging uniforms and insignias, working together in this one global United Nations peacekeeping forces, if you will, all the coalition partners. We need to understand that this technology not only is an interlinkage between military, but it's also public and private in nature. So all of this information is being merged on a global level, a transnational level, and in order for that to happen, now we kind of have to change the political system. How did that happen, Vicki?
Well, it's the tail wagging the dog. If you give away your sensitive, your highest technology to a potential enemy, you better make friends with that enemy. And that's what they've done is they had to establish government-to-government intelligence and defense partnerships, which basically is creating a global intelligence system and a global military. Global government, global military. And so, and that's what Clinton did. That was his intention. And he did it at basically at the behest of the tech industry. I have a link here to an article that was written by a lady, I think Sarah something or other. I'll tell you her name. Sarah, what is it, Miles? But I want to read this quote because it's important. It says, "As for money, high tech has always had way more potential than actual influence. The final figures for the 2000 election show that high tech was fairly evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. While George W. Bush got 2,954,000 from high tech to Al Gore's 2,278,000, the Democrats raked in 51% of the industry's overall political contributions and the Republicans 48%. But the cost of being a major donor remained for techies absurdly low. As one 31-year-old CEO told me in astonishment, politics is the bargain of the century. For $10 million, you can do anything." So basically, you know, what they did is, you know, they don't, I don't think they contribute as much to the political system as they actually buy off politicians. I know that during the 1990s, they were giving them stock options, you know, during the dot-com bubble. and then the value of the stock would be driven up and, you know, suddenly you've got a bunch of senators and congressmen who are now millionaires.
Well, you've got this concept that we've brought out several times, and listeners, if you've been paying attention and listening to these broadcasts, following them every day, I've been on air now about 17 months and about 6 or 7 months here on Oracle, but all of the broadcasts are a long series. It's a long story. There's no doubt about it. This isn't the sort of stuff that you can cover in a 1 or a 2 or a 4 hour broadcast. It takes day after day after day, piece by piece by piece, fitting this huge puzzle together so that we can get a better understanding of where we are. You know, we research our history very carefully, and then we visualize the future, so to speak, but we need to find ourselves right where we are in the present, always falling forward into the future, and hopefully we're not just falling over dead on the street, that we're actually moving towards some kind of a solution in all of this. So to understand how this GPS system with its various networks of satellites and all of that is already a component of the many, as you write here, IVHS systems, which I don't know right off the bat, the DOT or the Department of Transportation has been identified. Oh, that's the Intelligent Vehicle Highway System. That's what it is. The DOT has been identified to work closely with the Department of Defense to facilitate the proper implementation of GPS for civilian use and to assure the long-term availability of GPS as a U.S. national asset that would be available to civilian users worldwide. Once again, we're blurring the boundaries between military and civilian uses of these technologies. The IT that's inside of an automobile for direction, all of these little route finders and the electronic maps on the dashboard and all the stuff that we've talked about in the past, they're going to be now adding in surveillance systems, sensing systems, sensing equipment under automobiles, and this is being driven largely by the insurance lobby, but so that your automobile has a system, sensor system on it, so that it can tell whether there's an obstacle in the road, whether there's a deer coming up out of the woods in the ditch on the left side that you can't see, headlights that follow the curve around and all of this sort of stuff. There are many things that are driving it, but it's transforming our relationship not only with travel, but with land ownership and the defense. As I said, the defense industry has merged. So what we're talking about and have been talking about under economics is this idea of supply and demand, or demand and supply. They're creating the demand for these markets as we go into them. You have to get people to want this kind of technology bad enough that they're willing to pay the high price for it in the United States and in Europe, so that in the developing countries they can be provided for free, just like we do with medications. The people in the United States pay for all of the research and development so that the developing countries get these drugs or pharmaceuticals at almost cost of production, or at a subsidized below market rate. So all of these parts and pieces work together, Vicki, and what I'm seeing in all of this IT stuff is just really just a continuation of that process.
Yeah, well, and something interesting is that I think it was Alex Jones that was talking about some company yesterday that just announced their technology and how it can actually be used to stop your car. The police now can aim this thing at your car and stop it. And I knew about that several years ago because of my research into the intelligent vehicle highway systems. They're apparently now just beginning to make it public, and they try to sell it to people as a benefit, you know, that somebody steals your car, oh, we can just, you know, if you purchase this, OnStar.
OnStar. Right. That's been out in Chrysler products and others for some time. So yeah, there's that aspect as well, obviously.
But I guess what they just came out with, though, is the fact that the police can control it.
Well, you know,
surprise.
Yeah, surprise. But you know, if you've locked your car keys in your vehicle, in your SUV, as I like to call them, at the Walmart parking lot, and you come back to the vehicle and you can't get in, and you can call OnStar. If they can unlock your door locks, then obviously they can lock your door locks. And if you get into the car and you still haven't got your keys, you haven't recovered them, and they can start your automobile, well, then obviously they should be able to shut your automobile off. If you have a electronically controlled braking system on your automobile, anti-skid, anti-lock type of a situation, an all-wheel drive vehicle, they could actually bring the automobile to a stop that way too. So whatever goes up goes down. And this is part of this idea of understanding just what we're talking about when we get involved with this geospatial technology. The high, it's all of this stuff is happening in a very low Earth orbit, but nevertheless, these satellites have the ability to interact with stuff on the ground, and this is something that we're going into here. So let's just go ahead and continue.
Yeah, well, and you get the technology whether you pay for it or not, because the police want it.
Absolutely.
So the police state wants to have it. Okay, now, what happened, the reason why I included the information about the Democratic Party and their relationship to the tech industry is because it was tech corporations that lobbied.
Okay, hold it right there, the tech corporations lobbying. We'll be back in just 3 minutes. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Exactly. Central.
And so we brought in the intelligent vehicle highway system architecture, this, and we're back to the idea of buying a politician and how easy it is to buy these Congress whores. It depends on whichever side of the aisle is in power, I guess, is who's going to get the most money. But, of course, that all trickles down to the locals as well. This is how they bring home the bacon when they bring home all this new IT dollars. But do pick it up right there at the lobbies and that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, I found this very interesting article on Ron Brown. And in case you don't remember, Ron Brown was the Secretary of Commerce under the Clinton administration. He ended up in being killed in a plane crash over in Asia somewhere. But it was found subsequently that he actually had a bullet in his head before the plane crashed. So somebody was really not very happy with him. But in this article, it says in 1994, General Shen Ruijian of China's People's Liberation Army led a successful penetration and collection operation directed against the U.S. space programs. Deals with that Shen was alleged to have cut with Loral Hughes Aircraft, and Motorola saved the Chinese billions of dollars in research and development that, and turned their army into a deadly force equipped to wage thermonuclear war. President Clinton, against the advice of the Pentagon, but with full support of the newly appointed National Security Advisor, Sandy Berglerberger, plotted against the Pentagon naysayers and signed waivers for all three companies.
So this is where we come into this infotech coup on America, the idea of using this kind of technology as a capacity-building thing in compliance with the Agenda 21's goals for all of that, the infrastructure sharing. This, again, it's really just a coup against our country. Only when we remain in this idea of sovereign nation states. But when we look at it from the greater standpoint, which is where we're going to go when we get to this Bogart Declaration, the Osaka Plan, etc., we'll start to see that only for the benefit of the people who are watching the nightly news out across America, dutifully filing their willful, you know, claims to tax, pay their taxes, it's only for their benefit that this whole discussion really goes on about sovereignty and borders and things like that. At the top, these guys are 100 miles away from us going down the road with their hair on fire.
Right. Well, and, you know, that's what I said early in the document. Once the government decided to go global, they left America behind. And that's the situation we're in. And that's it. That's all. But for those who might not remember, Sandy Berger was the guy who stole papers out of the National Archives during the 9/11, before the 9/11 investigation began.
He's the guy with the secret documents in his shorts?
That's right, he's the guy. And he was never prosecuted for that. He did have to give up his law license, big deal, you know. But he should have been prosecuted for it. Actually, I think everybody in Washington, D.C. should be prosecuted for treason. But nobody is ever prosecuted. Nobody is ever punished for anything. And that really shows you what the true state of our nation is, if we even have a nation, we're not just now a land mass on the globe.
Well, you know, we read in the Forbes magazine about the, you know, Fortune 500 and those guys, the billionaires on the planet, the wealthiest people. But what is never mentioned is the quadrillionaires, like the Rothschilds. There is law and legislation for the sheeple, but that does not necessarily roll over into law and legislation for the master class, the priest class, as some call it. They're outside of that. They are above the law. They're outside of the realm of the law. They create the law for the continuity of government to protect their own interests and their own assets. And so you kind of rise up. Yesterday I was talking about comparing corporate structure to the United States of America. We found that the bondholders like China, they're our creditors. They get paid off first. If we have a repudiation of debt in this country, the bondholders, they all get paid off. The preferred stockholders are all of the upper echelon people, all of the upper echelon in government and in finance and in business, the captains of finance and industry and all of their little paid political folk, they all hold the preferred stock. They get theirs before we do. And then only at last do the common stockholders, the common people, do we get ours. But what we get is the debt. We're the ones that are in liability for all of this. So we can't expect any relief out of this legal system. And we're not going to see any benefit out of the financial system. This is all going in a completely different direction.
Yeah, well, I saw an email this morning that I didn't get a chance to read, but it said Iceland is basically telling the banks to buzz off. They're not going to be debt slaves. Most of this debt was created through fraud, I think.
Constructive fraud, as some say, yes.
Yeah. And well, so,
1995, this G7 ministerial out of Brussels, the European Union chaired by President Jacques Santer, hosted the G7 Information Society Conference on February the 25th through the 26th of 1995 at Brussels, Belgium. Secretary of Commerce Ron Brown, led the U.S. delegation. Vice President Gore delivered the keynote address. A detailed description of the plan for G2 was released in a paper titled The Global Information Infrastructure Agenda for Cooperation. Gutenberg Gore, you're right here, the speech at Brussels. Moreover, moving forward aggressively on a GII is the best way to deal with concerns highlighted during the G7 Jobs Summit in Detroit last year, he writes. At that conference, we confronted the central dilemma facing every government. How do we make sure our economies provide enough jobs? And so this is part of what you and I have been discussing here on the broadcast. When we go back to the job banks and those sorts of things, they've got to have all of the little sheeple busy with their heads down, their elbows pumping, in order for them to be able to sustain this development. But it's a double-edged sword. The idea of sustainable development in one regard is finding ways to keep people busy. On the other side of it, it's a way for them to continue to increase their revenue so that they can maintain and expand the lifestyles that they've come to enjoy at the top.
Well, you know what? That's constructive fraud right there, selling it on the basis, selling the information infrastructure on the basis of creating jobs, because all computer systems, the goal of computer systems is, number one, control, but in implementing and designing the system, the goal is to eliminate redundancies and to consolidate functions. And that's why you end up with one big book-selling corporation called Amazon and one big search engine company called Google and, you know, Yahoo. And they will merge. They will merge because it's just the nature of the beast. What can I say? It's the nature of the beast that with computer systems, you eliminate redundancies and consolidate functions. Exactly. Because it's more efficient.
It is. It certainly is. And we'll find that throughout the whole study of economics. The bottom line is what drives the whole day on this thing. So definitely all of these various government agencies, whether they're county governments or city or municipal governments, all of the various state governments, all of the national governments in this model are redundant. And if you can take it up to, as you say, the Cray computer, the big computers, if you can run it all up of a simple electronic model, then you can eliminate all of the other steps in this process. If all of the manufacturing or most of it can be done in the machine age and can be done robotically, then we don't need all these useless eaters, folks. And so we're going to keep this thread going in the second hour. Been an interesting first hour so far. Vicki, we've got just a few seconds remaining. Folks, if you're going away and you're not staying for the second hour, be sure and come back, listen to the archives, access this document. Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. Click on the Become Vocal Local link and read it and learn. We'll be right back in a few seconds.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 22nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we visit with Vicki Davis and access her research, vast research that you can find on her website at www.channelingreality.com. Vicki's been kind enough to put up a Become Vocal Local link on her homepage, and if you'll click on that, you'll see the documents that we've referred to here on today's broadcast and in past broadcasts to make it easy for you to go back and do the more intensive research and get the rest of the story. We're only covering the gloss, if you will, of these many, many, many documents, and these are not just dreamed up out of thin air, folks. These are the actual documentation that you can go back and study and add to your knowledge bank. But Vicki, as we were going into the break, we just moved into this idea again of this making way for the new by destroying the old civilization, this global information infrastructure agenda for cooperation. Let's go into that a little bit, and then we'll proceed, just can kind of just keep walking down through these.
Right. Well, in 1989, an organization of computer CEOs formed, and the name of that organization was the Computer Systems Policy Project, and they basically have been behind the whole information infrastructure, and they convinced government. Now, how they did it, I don't know. Could have been money, could have been, you know, threat of a bullet in the head, I don't know, but they convinced government that they really needed to take over the decision-making to redesign our government, redesign our systems for the 21st century. And so everything that's being implemented now, these global systems, what they did, I think it was a bait and switch. They sold it on the idea of a national information infrastructure, but almost immediately it became a global information infrastructure. And the systems that are being designed to cut out the existing governing structure because of the whole idea of when you redesign systems, you eliminate redundancies. And you consolidate functions. So basically, every time Congress votes for any of these computer systems, they are making themselves more and more irrelevant. And I honestly don't really think that I think they're just puppets at this point. They just do what they're told.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of redundancy in Congress. You know, every single one of those Congress whores, if we say, Congress critters, and all of the senators, this is redundancy. What do we need to have their debate on the floor? The other day, yesterday, I closed the broadcast out with this fellow coming up from Frog Jump, Tennessee, a farmer, you know, a gospel singer, and the Republican Party is advancing him as a potential congressman, anyway, for his district. What do we need to have their testimony for when we already have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 100-year plan, and a 1,000-year plan? We know where we're going. We know where we need to be. These guys are in the way. The public-private partnership is really in the driver's seat, as you say, and they're are really just kind of standing in the way. So it provides a lot of good stuff for C-SPAN, I guess, and it provides something for the people to see on the evening news, but it has very little to do with what's actually going, and they are redundant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about that on Tuesday. You know, there's two ways to look at it. Do you want to look at it from the standpoint of efficiency, or do you want to look at it from the standpoint of living life and being a human being and not a robot?
And we'll be right back, robots.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, let me just do for the benefit of the Missouri listeners and anybody in northern Arkansas, there is a meeting this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Hayloft Restaurant in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Mountain Grove, Missouri, 7 o'clock p.m. Tonight. It is the Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting. There is going to be a lot of discussion about the very things that we're talking about right now. Through the use of this GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, and the geospatial mapping, there's a property owner that is losing a portion of their property that they have enjoyed for years simply because they're not using the traditional surveying techniques, and we're going to go into that in a few minutes when we start into this Bogar Declaration. But let's go ahead and launch this global information infrastructure, as you say here, Vicki. It's not waiting for government action. Industry is moving ahead.
Yeah, they basically... So we're doing it, and if you notice on that first one, it says launching the global information infrastructure. It says the CSPP companies have established domestic and transnational applications to support electronic mail systems, distance learning projects, commercial networks, interconnected libraries, medical facilities, service organizations, among others. Well, those... are the global pilot projects that were discussed at the G8 summit. Those are not in exactly the same terminology, but those are the systems. And so I really recommend that everybody go to the website www.cspp.org and especially look at their reports. And you'll see the applications that they came up with. Basically, you know, if I were to have to pick a group that executed the coup on America, this group would be it. Because they are running things, you know. They convinced the powers that be that they needed to be able to redesign all of our systems in the corporate model. And the fascism that you're seeing now displayed is due to the redesign of our systems, social, economic, political, the whole ball of wax.
Well, here locally, you know, I've reported on this. Well, I maybe not have reported on it yesterday, but it was certainly on the newspaper that I was working from. Our local library is going to be closed for several days as they upgrade to a new electronic technology system, and then all of the employees are going to go through training. And so this is this continuing cash cow that never seems to go away. Folks, how many times do you get an update request from Windows or some one of the other softwares that you're running where you have to upgrade and upgrade and upgrade and upgrade and upgrade? And so they're doing it all the time. Not only are they replacing computers themselves, the hardware, the infrastructure, but they're also always going through this constant relearning, re-education process, distant learning, library upgrades, health department upgrades. Everybody's constantly updating everything electronically. Well, somebody's got to be writing that software, Vicki. Somebody is advancing the agenda.
Well, right. And, you know, they were very disparaging of legacy systems. But I'll tell you what, you know, when a system was written in legacy systems, I converted code in the 1990s that was written in the 1960s, and it still worked and still did exactly what it was supposed to do. But now, every few years, you've got to redesign, rewrite all of your systems. And so it's costing infinitely more. So, you know, this $500 software package that you buy and, you know, put on all your machines, you got to keep buying it and buying it and buying it. You'll never stop buying it, because that's one of the ways that Bill Gates makes his money, you know, is thrashing the software. And of course, every time he thrashes the software, then you've got to be retrained and you've got to have the Microsoft certificate, you know, software engineer, network engineer. And so it's a racket. It's truly a racket.
Well, education in itself is a racket. So is the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995. The whole idea of going away from paper is going to become really important in our discussion in all of this. Just continuing, I'm just racing through here. I want to get past this particular document and go to the next one. But this Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995, again, more parts to this puzzle, amended the 1980 Paperwork Reduction Act. It revised the authority and the functions of the Office of Information Regulatory Affairs in the Office of Management and Budget, specifying information dissemination and related agency oversight responsibilities. And I'm just reading right off the document here. It gave the Office of Management and Budget the responsibility to develop a government-wide strategic information resource management plan, and it required the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs to establish an interagency council on statistical policy. So we've got all of these administrative agencies operating really as autonomous sub-corporations under the United States of America, Inc., and what we're doing basically is harmonizing all of these various agencies so that they're interoperable and interconnected in this process of the Paperwork Reduction Act. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, yeah. Well, the significance of that is that they made the Office of Management and Budget the overall project director for the redesign of the government systems and the federal enterprise architecture that was developed was done under the authority of the Office of Management and Budget. And the significance of setting up the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs to establish an interagency council on statistical policy is that what they decided to do was that economic models were to be used rather than the actual statistics. And I know why they did that, you know, because when you're developing systems as big as the government systems, you have to implement incrementally. And so, you know, you might not have all the information necessary at the time when you need to have it. So they're providing estimates economic models.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff that we're having, the trouble that we're having financially, and which is supposed to change on January the 1st, is that the financials are going to have to be, as they say, marked to market rather than marked to model. So we've been using these various and sundry models, which may or may not have any bearing in the real world.
Well, that was for corporations were estimating. They, you know, and of course they estimated really high. And valued things, way overvalued things, but the government did it too.
Exactly.
And that's really important because they created a false impression of what the status of the economy really was.
And so we look at the jobs report, we look at the gross domestic product, all of these various things, the unemployment reports, all of these are based on models rather than on the real numbers. They're not using the actual statistics, folks. They're just pulling it from the air. Well, we'll pick that up right on the other side of this break with our guest, Vicki Davis. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Hey y'all, this is Cordy Howe. For common sense and solutions, come on over to Cordite Country every Saturday and Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
And we're back once again, moving forward in this document. Again, we're looking at the Knowledge Gap document on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. Click on the Become Vocal Local link, and you'll see it there listed in the page. But in 1996, this Information Technology Management Reform Act of 1996, the Clinger-Cohen Act, was passed. Executive Order 13011, July of 1996, came in with it. And what this basically is about, it starts this way. It says a government that works better and costs less requires efficient and effective information systems. The Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995 and the Information Technology Management Reform Act of 1996 provides the opportunity to improve significantly the way that the federal government acquires and manages information technology. Now, that would seem to make good sense. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it, folks? Isn't that what you really want, is a more efficient, streamlined, smaller government?
I'm sure everybody heard Al Gore say that 100 times, you know, and it does sound good, streamline those functions. But I doubt that very many people, including myself, really understood what they were talking about, you know, in terms of streamlining functions. You know, they're streamlining them out of existence. And what they did with this Clinger-Cohen Act was to make the suggestion that government agencies reduce their budgets by 5% every year, year after year. They basically implemented the Walmart policy of domestic production extinction. You know, because if you ask people to cut their budgets 5% every year, year after year, you know, eventually you get down to zero. You have nothing left to cut, and that's when the corporations come in with the lost leader proposals, and they took over. And what this act did, it says agencies now have the clear authority and responsibility to make measurable improvements in mission performance and service delivery to the public through the strategic application of information technology. Basically, they gave them the permission to throw out the Constitution, to drop all the barriers to information sharing and privacy, and to create the total information awareness system the database of all knowledge, everything there is to know about you, and the authority to mandate chipping systems that rely on RFID chips to chip your animals and record your premises, GPS mark your door, whatever they wanted to do. Basically, they were just set free, redesign all the systems to be as efficient as possible. Do more for less.
Well, the idea of missions, it's important to understand, folks, that in this opening paragraph here, we've got military terminology going on. Yesterday, Vicki, I shared out of both the older dictionaries and the older encyclopedias the definition of what is a task force. Basically, it's a landing party, if you will, coming ashore to do a strategic mission in a military venue. And we hear about the Joint Terrorism Task Force and the multi-jurisdictional task forces. Here in this document, at this time, we hear the words improvements in mission performance, strategies, applications. All of this is military terminology, which should be enough of a heads up to the listeners to understand that we're the enemy and that government is the assailant, if you will. The government is the attacker here. And we're the insurgents when we say no to this nonsense. So all that aside, using this open architecture information, it gives the senators and the congressmen and the department heads and the Treasury and the Fed and everybody else an open door to fraud, insider trading, the selling of information, sharing of information, databasing and data sharing. You know, groups like Acorn come into existence. You can imagine how all of this rolls out in areas that we haven't even considered or contemplated. But let's continue. There's so much to cover, and I really want you to share with us more about that.
Right. Okay, well, and let's take the Department of Transportation, for example, because that leads right into the GPS system and the Boger goals. What they did is to look at the United States from a geospatial point of view, and they looked at China. China is the biggest importer, and they said, well, you know, the tip of Mexico is closer to Asia than the west coast of the United States. It's more efficient to ship from Singapore straight across over to Mexico and then build a transportation system straight up through Mexico into Kansas, which happens to be right at the center of the country, and then to ship these goods out from there. So they, you know, and like we talked about before, there are two ways to look at things. You can look at things from the perspective of absolute efficiency, which is what systems designers do, or you can look at it from the perspective of the property owners in Texas who said, hey, wait a minute, you know, this property is our life. It's, you know, it's been in our family for 100 years. This, you know, what you're doing is stealing our lives.
And our identities. When we start messing around with national boundaries and national sovereignty, when we get involved with customs and tongues and tribes and traditions and creeds and the law and the legal system and the moral systems that are built like that, and you start erasing all of these boundaries, it leaves the people in the lurch because they have no way to relate. And you're right, Vicki. I went and verified for myself on my atlases. It is it's basically just a direct ocean voyage across on latitude to go from the Asia to the point that they wanted to connect in Mexico. And then, indeed, actually, it's in Nebraska, the actual center of the country. But of course, Kansas City is a Federal Reserve Bank, and it is the closest Federal Reserve banking hub. So Kansas City then just follows to be the natural hub of this new system. in this transarctic to Yukon to Yucatan type of an idea of transportation. So all of that brings us up and around to this Bogar Declaration, very interesting document that you've concluded here. The International Federation of Surveyors, the Federation Internationale de Géométrie, or Geometers, and so on and so forth. It's in multiple languages, but it's called the Bogar Declaration, United Nations Interregional Meeting of Experts on the Cadastre. What is all that about? Bogar, Indonesia, they name these things after the town or the city that it was held in. But what we're talking about now is developing the mapping system of the entire planet. And we've got about a minute to go here, so let's just introduce this document, and then we'll pick it up after the break.
Go ahead, because I don't know where you were reading.
All right, so. Right off of the Bogar Declaration PDF, folks, you can see that there. It's one of the next ones in the list. You might open that. But the background, it says, an interregional meeting of experts say, on the cadastre was held in Bogar, Indonesia, from the 18th through the 22nd of March in 1996. Again, the United Nations Department for Development Support and Management Services work closely with the Indonesian, Barry the Usurper, Barry the Indonesian, the Indonesian State Ministry for Agrarian Affairs, the National Land Agency, the National Coordination Agency for Surveys and Mapping, and the International Federation of Surveyors in organizing the meeting. The meeting also received an important contribution from the AusAid, or Australian Agency for International Development. That'll set the stage, lay out the table. We'll be back and discuss this interesting meal on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and we're looking at the Bogar Declaration, the Bogor Declaration. You know, we're not talking about, this is old news, okay? We're not talking about something that happened yesterday. And I really want to encourage you, listeners, when you think about the United Nations, you know, you're going to hear people who talk about, oh, it's just it's a talking shop. It's a toothless old hag. That's old news. That's old school. That was set up by the Rockefellers on the slaughterhouse in New York. That's old news. All right. Well, this is old news also. This declaration was made in 1996. But it's not old news from the standpoint of old news. It's 13 years advanced. Once these things come into play and they start moving forward, these are action plans. These are programs of action for the 21st century. And so we're 13 years down the road with this thing. And this meeting was attended by experts again from Australia, Bulgaria, Cambodia, the People's Republic of China, Indonesia, the Republic of Korea, Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, South Africa, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Thailand, and Vietnam, as advised again by this bunch of land surveyors, actually, Vicki.
Yeah, well, okay, and it says the meeting was a response to problems of land management and environmental protection as stipulated in the Global Plan of Action for Habitat 2 and to the recommendations contained in Agenda 21 arising out of the United Nations Conference on the Development, on the Environment and Development, the Earth Summit in Brazil in 1992. Due to the international importance of the subject, the meeting was included in the calendar events leading up to Habitat 2 or Conference or City Summit in Istanbul. Okay, so, and the relevance of it today is that they were GPS marking your front door for the census. And why do they need a GPS mark of your front door? It's because these systems are global. And in a global system, your address means nothing. A GPS mark means everything.
Well, what is the GPS mark, folks? It's three-dimensional coordinate geometry. In other words, there's a northing and an easting and an elevation. There's a latitude, a longitude, and an elevation above mean sea level. This is not hand grenades and horseshoes. What we're talking about is a .22 rifle right in the bullseye from 50 feet away. It's a very different kind of a concept. But when you have what we're doing in that door-to-door thing, Vicki, is we're triangulating. Triangulation is very important when it comes to land surveying. The more points of reference that you can make inside of a map, the greater precision that the map actually has. And so when it comes down to things like property lines, boundary surveys. Today, when you go out and do a survey in southwest Missouri of some farm acreage, some cattle ground, or some timber, it's very hilly here. There's lots of hollers, hills and hollers you've heard about it. This is a plateau. It's got its ups and it's got its downs. Some of the surveys were done back when this land was first set off in the rectangular survey grid system. Everything in the colonies is under another system, but everything west of the Mississippi definitely is in the rectangular survey system. This is a grid organization. And this is part of what's going down here, folks, is that the United States has this land surveying system, but Asia doesn't. And as Asia moves more into the sun, if you will, the land of the rising sun, as Asia moves more into the sun, these techniques and technologies will become available to them. So we're basically doing satellite land surveying, and we're setting up this geographic information system and a geospatial information system simultaneously in the Orient.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's probably why the Chinese were given these satellite systems. But of course, you know, technology is dual use. And really, probably one of the best tools for a military is the mapping, you know, the land mapping.
Well, it's all military in that we're under attack, basically. But what is under attack? Our property is under attack. And when we start with ourselves and we realize that we are our own chiefest, most property, and all of the physical things that we possess flow out of our mind, then things start to make a little bit more sense. But in this particular instance, what we are dealing with here is that all the countries have these individual needs, so to speak, but the countries at similar stages of development have similar needs. Also, there is this idea of marketing. There's the demand. In order to have a piece of property that, let's say, that the Rothschilds could buy, they wouldn't want to buy a piece of property, a large tract of land in rural China, unless it had a survey. Now, there's the ALTA surveys that we do in the United States, the American Land Title Association surveys, where they're very expensive surveys, where we come in and do both a boundary survey, in other words, the outside corners of your land, precisely located, as to your legal description, marrying up your deed with your land physical, but then we come on to the property itself and locate every bit of improvement on that for the purposes of establishing value, to be able to separate clearly between the land and the chattel mortgages and things like that. And so in order for people to be enticed or induced to invest in the Orient, monies from Europe and America and elsewhere, they need to bring their surveying systems up to speed. And this is a lot of what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't know that China or other countries didn't have land registry systems. I never thought about it, you know, but that's the idea of the UN plan for Habitat for Sustainable Development is to map the entire world.
Yeah, the idea that has just come down the pike, I picked this one up the other day, Vicki, off the web, but the Chinese have advanced a railroad line into Tibet, the very first one, and it's a high-speed rail system, which is going to drastically now transform the area known as Tibet, just as the very same way as the railroads made possible the expansion and the settlement, Western advancement and settlement of our continent. And so if people can remember that when the railroads came in, they were given so many dollars per mile, and they were also given so many square miles of land to go with it. And they were square miles of land. And you can look at the United States along all of these areas where the railroads were expanded and see the extent of the land grant that was given. Well, at all of the junctions of the railroads, now we've got a new railroad going to Tibet, but at all of the junctions of the railroads, there grew the cities. There grew Chicago. There grew Detroit. There grew all of these various places, Kansas City. All of these are on the hubs of east-west and north-south railroad lines. And so in order to entice investors to build the railroad lines, they had to give them land plus dollars per mile. And so in order to develop Asia this way, they'll probably do, we had a credit mobilier of France, a credit mobilier of America, and now we'll probably repeat history once again and do a credit mobilier in China.
Well, maybe you can explain that again, credit mobilier. I've heard you talk about that before, but I've kind of forgotten. But the idea, what they've done with this is to produce a global transportation system that included the United States, you know, it was the Trans-Texas Corridor, But that was only one of the international corridors. It's all high tech.
Yeah, let's interrupt you right there, Vicky. We've got a caller from France. X from France. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Vicky. Hi, William. I was listening to Alex Jones' show on Tuesday, and he had a guest on named Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay Williams developed a relationship with a former CEO of a major oil company. He wouldn't give his name because of the sensitive information that he was giving him. He developed a relationship with him over decades, and at one point Lindsay Williams was talking about, this was a long time ago, about the information that he was learning from this man, and the man actually a while back threatened him, telling him, you know, you just can't talk about the things that you're talking about.
Exactly.
And over time,
I'm quite familiar with that story. I've got most of Lindsay Williams' books, and I've been aware of his writing for a long time. Most of it's out of date, but anyway, let's hold it right there. We'll pick you up right on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome Okay, we've returned once again, and so as we were going into the break there, is it X or Z from France? You were talking about Lindsay Williams and his books. Go ahead and continue your thought. Oh, hold on a moment. Hold on a moment. Hold on. I got too many things going on my screen here. There we go. Back and going live. There you go.
Okay, so Lindsay Williams had just recently talked to this former CEO insider, former CEO of an oil company insider, and the man had told him that they were going to take the banks down to 9 banks. He said, in 2012, you won't recognize America. Almost everybody will be working for the federal government. After 2 years, you will be so poor you will not be able to rebel against them. And he mentioned healthcare and GM and Chrysler and everything being run, being run by the federal government. Then he said in 2012, it will be the death of the dollar. And then what he was saying is that war will take place after 2 years. And Lindsay Williams was saying, well, this is right around 2012. Now, this coincides exactly with the social programming, of all these, disaster scenarios on the History Channel and in the movies, and you got the new movie 2012 coming in and everything. And I've been putting all these connections and these puzzle pieces together for 2 years now, and even elitists have talked about needing 3 wars to actually bring in the New World Order. Well, we know they created World War I to bring in the League of Nations. We know they created World War II to bring in the United Nations. And now it looks like they want to bring in a 3rd World War to actually consolidate their New World Order agenda, which is very possible. And you see all these social programming and everything, and it's just, this huge disaster scenario, and maybe they really want people to believe that, what Revelation says, that, we have there's nothing we can do about it, it's inevitable, there is going to be a huge disaster, and they're just programming everybody to actually create this 3rd World War. Now, I've been listening to you guys, and I love your show, by the way. You guys are great, and you guys are so technical, it's really... if somebody listened to your show, there's just no way to doubt that they are creating the New World Order. And, plus there's tons of quotations and everything. But anyway, my question is this. I was listening to you guys today, and I was thinking, okay, if they do create World War III to consolidate the New World Order and to have, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, and the solution would be, okay, we need to create a world government now, we all come together so that there's never another huge war and everything. My question is, how would they protect the global information systems network if there actually was a global war and if there was a nuclear war?
Vicki, you want to take that one on?
Well, I don't think that the war is going to be the standard kind of war, which is why I wrote war in the context of everything else. The kind of war that we're already engaged in it. And basically what's happening is that, and I don't know if they made a deal to do this or whether it's just, China waging war on us, but they're sending us poison food, and the CDC is actually part of the World Health Organization, and they're promoting these vaccinations and so there's a lot of ways to wage war on people and a lot of ways to kill people other than to drop bombs on their head.
Well, if I could jump in and say that, when Bush said that this is going to be a 100-year war, and it was followed up by McCain, we're already 8 years into this war. And in 2001, all this war started. But going back to where Vicki picked up the thread, right around 1990, you could say that we're already 29 years into this war. So this idea of the 3rd World War, Albert Pike's writings pick up that, that's where a lot of that comes from. The idea of Christian Zionism, which basically is getting all of the theologically minded people on the planet ready to accept an Armageddon type of a scenario. That sort of stuff goes down. All of the social programming that you're talking about that's happening not only on the television, no doubt, I don't know, I don't have one, but I imagine that it is. It's happening in the schools, it's happening in the newspapers and every place else. They're trying to move forward on this goal. Largely, in my mind, it's because it all depends upon voluntary compliance. We all have to comply, and that we, the people, collectively have the teleological ability to call things into existence. It's basically just tapping into another dimension, but when everyone is afraid of something, that something typically is drawn to the table. So if they can create this particular scenario in the minds of the people around the world, then it can start to emerge. And as they say, a new world order will emerge, or it rises from the ashes of what happened in the past. As far as Lindsay Williams' predictions are concerned, just keep them in mind, dial them into the matrix, if you will. But I do believe that he really wants to sell a lot of books and tapes and videos and things like that. And certainly the Bullhorn Boys program runs the same way. I approach things a little bit differently, but when it comes to reliance upon a man behind the curtain or someone who said or someone whose name we can't say, that always just throws a flag on the field for me. Any final thoughts?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, we know that they want to reduce the population. You've got the Georgia Guidestones that says that, you know, we need to reduce the population to about 500 million people. Now, I can't see any other way to really drastically reduce the population than to have a global war, a real global war in which people are dying by the billions. And there's, so what I'm thinking, and then you even have, I mean, they're creating revelation. They are, you know, using bioweapons. They are creating the plagues from the Bible. They are the earthquakes and the tsunamis. We don't even know if that's coming from HAARP, if that's, you know, weather modification or what. But, you know, my question really was, is if there was a global war, if there was a huge global war and they do use nuclear weapons to reduce the population, like Revelation says that they want to, you know, reduce it to one third of the population, how would they protect the global information systems network? That's what I'm really curious about, because that's what you guys talk about a lot, and it's really interesting. And I'm wondering, would it go underground or?
Well,
satellites.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Vicki. First of all, nuclear war, not likely. Neutron devices, possible. Killing off the people, if that's the goal, can be done without the clouds of radiation, which just destroys everything. They don't want to destroy everything. Basically, most of that is intended to frighten people to death and keep them under their desk in the cloak closet in schoolrooms. But as far as massive amounts of death, you can shut off the food and you can shut off the water, and that's going to take care of most of it. The people will kill themselves. But as Vicki was coming in there, and that's a very good point, Vicki.
Well, let me explain.
From space,
networks are self-healing. If one part of a network goes down, the traffic that was destined for that area is rerouted. And so whatever area of, you know, that was destroyed and, you know, some kind of an event, at whatever point the servers are destroyed, the servers before that point will not get response back, and so it will reroute the traffic. And you know, if the people in an area are destroyed, then who cares about the infrastructure of the information networks that are there.
Right. So
the only thing that matters is we're
right out of time. Great call from France again. Thank you, and keep listening. I hope you'll call in again. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, with more. Vicki, again, thank you for being with us today. Folks, I'll be back again live tomorrow for another 2 hours of this. And next Tuesday, I'm making a note to myself, we'll start out with the credit mobilier so that people can understand that. And we'll continue this discussion. Again, Vicki, thanks so very much.
One county,
okay, thank you.
One state.
All right, bye for now, folks.
You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.